His strong hand. Sometimes our steps are driven by a strong purpose. Sometimes we just sort of drift along aimlessly, and other times God grabs our hand and performs a divine intervention. This happened to Jim and me the night before we moved to Texas. In February 1982, my sister and my brother-in-law decided they needed to move to Texas. They had two little babies under 2 years old, 6 months and 16 months, a car pulling a trailer, and a truck pulling a trailer with roofing equipment and tools, all to manage between just the two of them. Jim decided that since his construction job was on hold due to bad weather and the slowing economy, that he could ride along with them and help them with the kids or the vehicles or whatever was needed, and then he would fly home a few days later. I was happy for him to go and help because I needed to stay at home with our two sons. One was a kindergartner and the other was a toddler. About midnight on the night before they were to leave early the next morning, we were laying in bed talking about the trip, and Jim said, "Debbie, I am checked in my spirit. I've been praying about this, and I really feel that I should not go off and leave you and the boys here. I don't know why, but I really believe you need to come with me." I said, "Well, honey, that's really sweet of you, but Doug is in school, and besides that, I can't leave in the morning because I have dirty laundry." He said, "Okay, then let's get up. We'll work together. We'll get everything done and everything washed and pack the car tonight." Mind you, this was midnight, at least. He only does things late at night. That's exactly what we did. We got up, we stripped the beds, we washed everything that was dirty, we packed up our clothes and all the kids' things we could, we loaded up the car, we might have got an hour's sleep, and the next morning we left for what we thought would be a week or two stay. Jim drove our car, which enabled me to ride with my sister and take care of all the kids while she drove her car. Now, everybody knows that Texas is a big state, a really big state. It's also very far from San Jose, really far. It took us 3 full days of hard driving early to late with lots of diaper stops, gas ups and such as that, and when we finally reached the western border of Texas, we thought, "Whew, we have finally made it." Little did we know that it would be another 500 miles of more hard driving to get to our destination of beautiful Round Rock, Texas, where my sister had rented a house and, as the Lord would have it, by His divine intervention, all 8 of us would live together for the next 6 months. Our family slept on pads on the floor in one room rather than buying beds because, after all, we were only going to be there a few days. A couple of days after getting the household up and running, the guys went out together to find my brother-in-law a roofing job. Jim was on the building and carpentry side of construction, and he had never done any roofing before, but he went along for moral support. On the first job site they drove to, they were met by the general contractor, who walked out and shook their hands and said to Jim, "Well, I can tell by looking at you that you are an ace roofer. You are hired." Well, we laughed and laughed because Jim had never roofed a job in his life, but Matt had lots of experience, so it was all right, because he knew what to do. Once again, God intervened. They formed a licensed business and immediately went to work roofing many, many houses in and around Austin. I decided that since Jim was working, well, I might as well look around for something to do too, and I found a job as a receptionist at Schlumberger Well Services and I was shortly promoted to their administrative team. There's another story associated with that Schlumberger job that I won't go into, but later, that job got me the job that started my career in immigration. We put our oldest son in school, and my sister managed all the other kids and the home. That was the beginning of her daycare career, which she still operates to this day. The Lord intervened so many times and provided for us so beautifully during those first 6 months. We were able to buy our own house, and we didn't have to sleep on the floor anymore, where we lived for the next 7 years. Isaiah 46:10 says, "He knows the end from the beginning. His purpose will stand, and he will accomplish his good pleasure." Before Sunday came on that first week, Jim got hold of a listing of all the churches in the area. And we prayed about which church we should attend. There were many churches in Round Rock, but we wanted to be sure that we went to the church that God wanted us to go to. And we both agreed on this church in Austin. Even though it was a 17-mile drive each way, we knew it was right for us. On that first Sunday, we packed up the kids and drove to Trinity Chapel, sight unseen. I cannot begin to tell you what a beautiful, healing experience that turned out to be for all of us. As Moses poured the oil of anointing on Aaron's head, and it ran down his face and his beard, it seemed that the Lord had just poured out his oil of anointing on us in Texas. Except for small pauses while Jim and I were pastoring other churches, my sister and I had attended our beloved home church in Campbell, California, our entire lives. Unfortunately, it had gone through some significant trauma because of harmful doctrine that had crept in and failures in leadership roles, and this precious body was in a truly battered condition when we left. And that's how we were when we arrived at Trinity Chapel, disillusioned, hurts, and we needed restoration. I'm reminded of that old chorus that says, "Gentle shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. Gentle shepherd, come and lead us, for we need your strength from day to day." He's such a loving God, and Trinity Chapel was and still is today the same pastor pastored then and still pastors today. He's 93 years old. Such a loving church. Together, they loved us to health and strength. Job 10:12 says, "You've granted me life and shown me steadfast love, and your care has preserved my spirit." And that's what Trinity Chapel was for us. I really believe with my whole heart that God steps in and takes control of everyday circumstances. Sometimes it's not the thunder and the lightning and the burning bush. It's just normal, everyday circumstances in order to accomplish his good pleasure in us. Like not letting a husband have peace about taking a short trip away from his family. Like leading my sister and my brother-in-law down career paths and spiritual paths of healing and wellness. Like providing work in the exact place of worship where he would heal us, challenge us to grow deeper spiritually, and yet at the same time allow us to be a blessing to others in the process. This recount barely scratches the surface of the events that transpired in Texas. And that's not to say that some bad stuff didn't happen, because it did. But even so, God intervened multiple times for us, and his purpose was and still is being fulfilled.
Thank you.